It wasn't the big mountain, but the big animals that attracted naturalist Charles Sheldon. He liked the region's dull sheep, but witnessed overhunting by those trying to feed interior Alaska's gold rush. Sheldon sought to protect the wildlife near the mountain and promoted the idea of a national park. Eric Johnson is the park's historian.
Sheldon was in the Denali region from 1906 to 1908, and he returned to New York City, and that's when he pitched the idea of a Denali National Park to the Boone and Crockett Club.
That hunting club, created by Teddy Roosevelt, had a lot of influence. Members embraced the idea, but also had other things on their agenda. It was already an intense period for national park creation in Montana, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. Another park advocate, Belmore Brown, was an artist and mountain climber. In 1911, he almost summited Denali. He also pitched the national park idea.
Sheldon and Brown were not working together until the Alaska Railroad. It was April of 1915. Once an alignment was selected for the Alaska Railroad, both Brown and Sheldon were alarmed.
They had approached the Secretary of the Interior, who asked them to work together with the Engineering Commission building the railroad and draft a piece of legislation to create the park. Historian Johnson says they knew it would have to be a compromise among hunters, conservationists, miners, and the railroad.
You know, I think Sheldon would have wanted a bill that outlawed all sorts of mining provisions, but he knew that was not going to fly for Alaskans.
They then went to Judge James Wickersham, who was the first non-native to try climbing Denali and also a supporter of the park idea. By 1915, Wickersham was Alaska's delegate to Congress. He had no voting power, but he could introduce bills. In April 1916, Delegate Wickersham and Nevada's senator introduced park bills in both houses. A park bill passed in February 1917 and was signed on February 26th. The law called it Mount McKinley National Park, and its wildlife is now protected. But Mount McKinley itself, the highest peak in North America, was not completely inside the 1.9 million acres. In 1980, the park was expanded to 6 million acres and renamed Denali National Park and Preserve. In 2015, the name of the mountain was changed back to Denali. I'm Robin, reporting in Fairbanks.